A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt down before him, and said, "My daughter has just died, but come lay your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel on his cloak. She said to herself, "If only I can touch his cloak, I shall be cured." Jesus turned around and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you." And from that hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose. The news of this spread throughout all that land. The Gospel of the Lord. This account from Matthew's Gospel, the official and the woman healed of her infirmity, serve as great examples of faith, faith in the healing power of Jesus. However, the point I would like to make today has not so much to do with believing in the healing power of Jesus as it has to do with faith in the providence of God's timing and the occasion of grace offered us in our daily routine. Specifically, the interruptions that arise in our daily lives, events which we do not plan for or expect, events which arise when we have something else planned, something which could be very important, really, and of benefit to another person in need. In today's reading, the official interrupts Jesus while he is speaking. The official comes to Jesus while he is speaking and begs him to come to his home to lay his hand on his daughter, who has died, so that she will live. And Jesus rose and followed him. I wonder what they were talking about while they were walking to the official's house. But while they were on the way, Jesus is interrupted again. He is aware that something significant has happened. The infirm woman has touched him, made contact with him, and interrupts his progress to the official's house to question and listen to the woman's testimony of faith in him. He calls her daughter as he encourages her and affirms her faith in him, and then continues his journey. Arriving at the official's house, Jesus encounters the mourners and dismisses them before going to the little girl. Then he takes her hand, and life flows from his touch. Speaks his word, which Mark gives us. "Little girl, arise." And the child is filled with life, responding to his gentle touch and command. And she arises. Jesus accepted and responded to each interruption. The interruption of the official when he was speaking, the interruption of the woman when he was involved with the official, the interruption of the mourners before he could go to the little girl. He responds to these interruptions with an openness and acceptance that this was an occasion for him to show his Father's love and compassion. Henry Nouwen says that our real ministry is not the work we are assigned to do, but the interruptions to that work. Perhaps one of the lessons we can learn from this account is to believe not only that Jesus can raise the dead and give health to the sick, but that every occasion in our daily life can be an occasion of grace. The unexpected phone call, the encounter with someone who needs a friendly word as we are on our way to a destination, an unexpected request to do some simple task as we struggle to meet a deadline for a very important task. Is my faith strong enough to see each interruption to my plans as God's invitation to allow His love to flow through me, to help another experience more of life, to alleviate some pain, to be an instrument of God's peace and joy to one who is not on my schedule for the day? I wonder what Jesus had planned for that particular day. I pray that I can be open to adjust my plan to God's plan for each day, as graciously and willingly as Jesus did. All I have is the present moment, not the past, which is gone, nor the future, which is not yet. Dear loving, compassionate, ever-present God, help me to believe in the sacredness of each present moment, and help me welcome each interruption with joyful acceptance, knowing that You are in that moment. Amen.